I'm Professor Patricia Kingori. I am the lead investigator of the After the End project, which is an 8-year Wellcome funded discovery award. The idea behind the project is to explore who gets to say when something has ended and what happens after. So the project will be looking at crises, particularly global health crises in different parts of the world. It involves 7 other partners, including myself. It is an interdisciplinary project spanning anthropology, sociology, ethics, law, literary studies, history, psychology, epidemiology, and public health, exploring these in countries including Brazil, Sierra Leone, and China. The project started many years ago, actually, close to 11 years ago, during the major Ebola outbreak in West Africa. Around 2015, I received some money from the Wellcome Trust to have a really small study exploring some of the experiences of people on the front line in response to the outbreak. I had had amazing collaborators in Sierra Leone. I was trying to go out to Sierra Leone to really start the project and faced a number of obstacles, including the travel ban, not being able to gain insurance to be able to travel. And I was becoming increasingly frustrated at not being able to complete this work, which I thought would be really interesting. In response, my collaborators in Sierra Leone, trying to pacify me, said, "Don't worry about trying to come out now. Sometimes the most interesting things happen when everybody's left, when all the international community is gone. And so it would be really great if you can come out after and actually look at these things after." That comment really set in motion a whole process of thinking about what does after look like and whose after counts and ultimately what happens after. How many studies actually go back and look at what happens after? So I then started to think with Dora Verka, who's one of the historians on the project based at Exeter University and also Max Planck in Berlin, about this idea of after. Dora does amazing work looking at polio and after polio. So this question became something more than just a practical challenge, but also something that really resonated with questions and ideas that were happening already in history around the concept of after and what happens after. It's taken a few years, but now we've got the After the End project, and it's an amazing collection of different researchers exploring the concept of time, temporality, power, and ultimately endings. We had the launch workshop in July 2024. None of the participants had ever worked together before, and the idea was to stimulate and to push our thinking around this idea of endings and to look at different disciplines and different understandings of time and ending. In my mind, I thought about the workshop as a map of an area. So if you imagine a geographical area, there are lots of different maps that all speak to that area but are all completely different. You can have, for example, an underground map that's very different to a geographical map of the area. That might also look very different to a map about the rivers in the area. All of those are true, but they're all distinct. Individually, they're interesting, but if you look at them together, then you get a depth of knowledge about a subject. And that was really the way that I thought about the workshop and the way that I curated it around those ideas. The themes that I thought about in relation to the speakers who were able to be at the workshop were really around time, looking specifically around challenges to this notion of endings in relation to, for example, physics and also natural history. And then I really was fascinated by indigenous time and non-linear time and the narrative concepts of time. I was also really interested in scenarios where there was a demand for something to end that wouldn't end. So, for example, looking at conflict and the end of conflict and what happens when we want something to end that won't end, contrasting that with ideas of endings in health and science. Those were the main themes, and we had amazing speakers. So I really wanted to do this podcast series to share the discussion and also the breadth of thinking on this subject to a wider audience, also to get comments and feedback that can enrich the work that we do and the research that we undertake. So on behalf of the After the End team, I really hope that you enjoy the series.